Now, I know I've gone through this rapidly, and I know it may not be as simple for you to do initially as I say, and the only reason is because you're brand new at it. Hey, how good were you at driving a stick shift the first time you did that? Yeah, you went, grind, and you went, and I'm supposed to watch the road too? What, are you crazy? But you know what? You didn't give up. You didn't go, oh, God, this isn't worth it. I'll just never drive. I'll keep riding my bike, right? Or my horse. No. What you did is you kept at it. And so this tape is worthy, or this practice is worthy of going over and over again. And let me just tell you one thing. Our own beliefs or expectations about an exercise or anything else in life controls our ability. So if when I gave you the exercise, you said, oh, this is too difficult, or this is too complicated, or I can't really do that, then you're right. So I really ask you to give yourself the benefit of this tape by going and doing it again, maybe. And even if you did it well, maybe refining the process, but come from the place of, hey, listen, in order for me to feel a certain way, I have to do certain things. Let me think of a time when I felt that way. Let me go back in state, put myself back in the experience, really be there as if it was happening. Let me see what I do first, second, third, fourth, to the best of my memory, to the best of my ability. That's what I'm asking you to do. And lastly, to wrap this day up, what I want you to remember is that this package is about how to move ourselves beyond procrastination into our really unlimited power. And the only way we're going to do that is realize that procrastination itself is nothing but a ritual as well. Isn't that true? I mean, think about it. Procrastination, in order to procrastinate, you have to look at the world a certain way. You have to think about how taking action will be more painful than not taking action. You have to look at things in a very certain way. You have to use your body in a certain way. You have to say things like, do I have to do this? And there are lots of ways to deal with procrastination. I'm going to show you some ways to condition yourself. But the easiest way to deal with procrastination, I believe, is just put it off. Start procrastinating later on. I mean, that's, say I'll procrastinate on Friday. Right now I'm busy. I have to go to work. I have to produce this result. Now, if you're already good at procrastinating, then you'll have no problem doing this. You already know how to do this. So whatever you used to procrastinate with, that process, use it to put off procrastinating. You go, oh, this guy's gone off the deep end. No, I haven't. I'm serious. Have some fun with it. You know, let your mind get a little tantalized with this. See, what if you started having fun with your own brain? What if you started looking at the fact and noticing and telling yourself, hey, I'm in charge here. What a concept. That I can actually find out how I do things instead of being on my subconscious automatic pilot, and I can take control and steer this baby the direction I really want it to go. That's what I'm offering you the opportunity to do. That's what today's really about. So take control of that. And specifically with procrastination, just remember, if you procrastinate, why are you procrastinating? Fear. Fear that what's going to happen will be more painful than not doing anything. It's that simple. So all we have to do is condition ourselves to feel that if we don't follow through, that is, if we procrastinate, it'll be 10 times more painful than if we just get the darn thing done right now. All you have to do is condition that in. How do we condition it in? Just think of all the consequences of not taking action. In other words, in order to procrastinate, what you do is think of all the consequences of, well, God, if I go do this, it means I'm going to have to do this, I'll have to do that, and I'll have to stop what I'm doing here, and gosh, you know, I'll have to probably do that thing too, and somebody might say this, and what if it doesn't work? And so you look at all the negative consequences of taking the action, and that creates pain. Do you agree with me? Is that how your brain usually works? Well, all you got to do is reverse the process. Think of a time when you could have procrastinated but didn't. Why didn't you? It's because you thought, by taking this action, I'll get all this pleasure. So you focused on the positive results you could get by following through, and you made them compelling. You made them real enough to you that you really wanted those results. You said, God, by doing this, I could get this to happen, and this person will be happy, and I can make a difference here, and this will happen, and that'll affect me in this way, and oh, that's fabulous. And if I don't do it, it'll cost me here, and if I didn't do it, it'll cost me there. So you used pleasure and pain, and that's all you've got to do. So you can do it consciously, but I also want to show you a way to have this happen automatically. So you don't have to sit down every time and go, okay, if I don't do this, what's the pain I'm going to experience? And if I do it, what's the pleasure I can? That's fine. But I'm also going to show you a way to develop a new ritual where you automatically blow through procrastination. And we're going to do that tomorrow. For today, though, your only assignment is this. I want you now to take procrastination, since we're going to talk about it in the next tape, and we're going to talk about how to condition ourselves so that we blow through it consistently. But I want you to take this procrastination and find out, how does it work for you? In other words, I've given you the overview of how you procrastinate, but what do you usually do to procrastinate? Do you, like, somebody says something and then you go, God, do I have to do this? Like, how do you start it off? And that was the way I did it, by the way. I used to use the word have to. I used to say, I have to do this, I have to do that, and it made me feel really lousy. I have to do this, I have to do all these things. Remember, if you say to yourself, I have to do this, your brain may immediately go, I'm not doing it, because have to feels like pain for a lot of people. Does that make sense? So instead of have to, say, hey, I choose to do this. Or I get to do this, or I want to do this. And that's the one I use most often now. Instead of I have to, I have to do all these things. I say, God, I want to do all these things today. How does that feel? Does that feel different than I have to do all these things all today? I want to do all these things today. I'll tell you what it does for me. In a heartbeat, it takes me from a state where my brain's in resistance saying, I don't have to do anything. I'm not going to go through all that pain, to, oh, I want to do it. All that means, it presupposes to me that there's going to be pleasure in my following through. So how do you handle procrastination? One, find out how you presently create the state or the ritual of procrastination. Two, make sure that you ask yourself two new questions. If I don't do this, what's going to be the ultimate price I'm going to have to pay? What are all the areas that I'm going to pay a major price? What will it cost me if I don't do this? And really feel the consequences. Three, ask yourself the question, if I really did this and I'd already accomplished it, how would I feel? If I'd already gotten this done, who would it benefit? How would my life be better? How much more joy would I have if I had already done this, right? And then four, develop the habit of saying, I want to do things instead of I have to. You'd be surprised what these four little steps will do for you. And of course, the last step, step five, is even if you don't feel like doing it, develop the physical habit that when you start to feel this thing called procrastination, you physically move your body to break through. In other words, you gesture, you move, and just say, I'm going to do it. You use your body as the leverage to change states. That's all I want you to think of for now. So again, I've circled around here, so let me come back.